So if I may, just because it grew into something that I wasn't expecting.
Okay.
So last Friday, at the end of a long week, if I may reference my Valley Lutheran JV baseball team, had a busy week.
Mm-hmm.
We had games on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Had a practice on Tuesday, so we were cranking it out. And you know, as the week went along, it got hot.
Yes.
And so some of those games, it was like, woof, you know, just draining. So on Friday, I said, look, we're just going to have a fun day at the field. It's not even a practice. Just come on out. We're just going to have some fun. Do a few baseball-related fun things. But the highlight was when on a hot afternoon, thankfully it was, I pulled the 20x40 ice rink liner.
From your backyard?
Yep.
Okay.
Brought it to the field. And when you lay an ice rink liner down on a hot summer day.
Is it like a slip and slide?
And add some water.
Oh, absolutely.
And you get the giant slip and slide. Yeah. And a bunch of 15-year-old boys suddenly turn into like a bunch of little teenagers that are just having a great time.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. It really was. It was a blast to watch them just sliding and slipping and having some good time, going solo, twosomes, threesomes, a couple of times the whole team went.
Oh,
it was like a jailbreak. It was fun.
Would you tell them to come dressed in swimsuits or something?
I did. Oh, so, you know, okay. I wore mine. Yeah. I did it. I'm not going to let them have it. In fact, somebody had to show them how to do it. So most of them just had their shorts on, you know, just got wet, which is fine. So that was just a good time. We were really the only ones out there because of the other sports teams that were involved in other activities. So really, this was a lot of fun. And it became more fun. There was another team out there on the soccer field. The girls' soccer team was practicing, and they couldn't help see what was going on. And they were hot, and they were needing to cool off. So over comes the girls' soccer team.
The more the merrier.
Come on, have some fun. And so you had them sliding along, and they were doing a great job, too, and it was just a blast. And then got even more fun, if that's not enough fun, when the coach of the girls' team starts to drive by, and he kind of slows down to see what's going on, you know, to see what his team is doing. And, of course, the girls, of course, had to stop the coach and encourage him, hey, you need to come join us. And sure enough.
The coach did.
Stops the car, gets out, takes off the shoes and socks, and goes sliding with the soccer team on the slip and slide, which, for all the great things I'm sure he's done with his soccer team, and he's a well-respected coach and teacher in the school, and everyone knows who I'm talking about. I won't out him by personal name, but everyone knows it. And I understand there's video, so someone needs to ask him about that. But I'm sure that endeared him to his team like anything else that he ever could have done. So it just turned out. And then
how did you do this? Because, you know, with the slip and slide, you would you plug the hose in, and you have little holes that go and keep everything wet. How do you?
Just a constant hose.
Okay,
someone's
all.
Constantly manning the hose
and
spraying it down.
All right.
And just keeping it wet enough. And the water kind of collects there anyway.
Yeah, now that's a good point.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And I had just enough of an incline that I found that, you know, because it works better. I mean, we could have done it on a flat surface, but get a little incline.
It was just
a gradual, but enough that you could go the whole 40 feet.
Of course.
And no injuries.
No injuries. Oh, yeah, that was the thing. I had one of my players somehow scrape himself. How do you scrape yourself on a slip and slide? Really? No, coach has slid off and hit the grass. Yeah, okay, yeah. Because that was happening.
Yeah.
You got off the end of it.
Yeah.
But
get enough speed. So, but you could say that you were also teaching them a correct sliding technique, right?
Well, that was the question was, can we put this on the field? I don't think the head coach of the varsity who oversees the entire program would appreciate having a slip and slide on his infield with all the water all over the place. And you know, besides that, you know, then you'd slide off into the dirt and you'd be all, well, that's okay. We don't care.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. In fact, a few of them were contemplating going over to the track field and jumping in the long jump pit after they were wet. Went back. I was like, no, we don't want. We want slip and slide, not grit and slide.
Yeah, right.
They're teenage boys. Imagine that. Imagine that. But it turned out well. Just a lot of fun. It's just, you know, you hope that it turns out as well as possible.
Yeah.
But like I said, it was fun. That just kept on building. I'm like, what can happen next?
An extracurricular on a hot day. Huh?
Yeah.
And there's a video of this, you're saying?
Well, the
not
video,
for publication, but it's
some were taking some video. I took one picture. I'm a bad picture taker. In fact, it was near the end. I'm like, oh, wait, I got a picture so I can show the parents what we were doing.
But the kids.
Well, especially when the soccer coach.
Oh, right, right.
The girl, well, made sure that they got that.
Of course.
For posterity, you know. They won't let him forget that. And, of course, then I was told, oh, man, we got to do this next year.
There
all
go.
Right, I'll mark it down.
Oh, by the way, I was going to ask you, the soccer coach, his slide technique,
oh,
good?
Very, very,
well, I was going to say, because, you know, they have to do the slide tackle in soccer.
They were very adept at the slide down there, too. Oh, yeah. And it was refreshing, because really, Friday was, you know,
that was
it, it got toasty.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of humid, too,
yep.
As it was throughout the entire weekend.
Yep.
Until it all changed on Sunday.
Rather dramatically.